This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
OTAs open to the media a couple of days ago. We're here to talk about that and more from the Baltimore Banner. So on the Window Nation guest hotline, joins us every Friday, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. What's up?
Morning, Bob. How's it going?
Man, it's hanging in there, my friend. Jonas. Adafe Owe gained 20 pounds. Went from 245 to 265 as you were there, as he addressed the media. Usually we hear that. It's like, oh, my God, what the hell's this guy been doing in the off season, but I guess there are more layers to it with Owe not showing up looking like he hadn't lifted a weight in the last 5 months here.
Yeah, it's been a interesting journey for him. I was actually, just before I got on with you, Bob, just hopped on and looked back at a story that I wrote in August 2023, Ravens OLB, Odafe Owe, is learning to embrace his new power. And I talked to him about like weight gain, because before that season, or I think during like the late parts of his second year in Baltimore, he was trying to put on weight. He did put on good weight. And he talked to me about how he was trying to embrace being more of a power rusher, because when the Ravens drafted him, like, they didn't really see him winning as a speed rusher necessarily. You know, he had the great speed, but I don't think he really had the great get off. And yet, you know, when you look back at what he did last year, I don't know if he dropped a lot of weight. I don't know what he, you know, was in terms of from 2023 to 2024, what kind of journey he was on then. But, you know, most of his sacks and pressures last year were him kind of winning with finesse, or winning with guile and technique. And it wasn't necessarily, I'm going to bowl over the guy in front of me with a long arm or a bull rush. So I'm a little bit skeptical right now that, you know, he's going to completely turn a new page as this kind of power rusher. I do think it'll help him in the run game. You know, there were some games last year where the Ravens took him off the field and put Tavius Robinson on just to have a more secure edge. But listen, you know, Adafe's gotten better every single year, and if he actually can be a guy who can just walk back tackles with his technique as opposed to trying to deke around them, then he's going to be even more difficult to stop this year than he was last year.
And Jonas, Nolan and I were talking about it last hour. I mean, 10 sacks, he had 13 total going into last year. I know analytics, a huge part of it, a lot more to it than just looking at that 10 and circling, getting to the quarterback. How was the win rate and everything in regards to the other analytical parts of his game, you know, trying to be this first round level pass rusher that they hoped he would be?
Yeah, I don't have it offhand. I think he was, you know, like near the bottom of the top 30 in PFF's pass rush win rate. I think he was even higher up on ESPN's pass rush win rate, you know, which is more guided based on, you know, just where you are, you know, relative to the X and O's on the field with all the player tracking technology. So he was improved. He wasn't what I would call elite. And certainly, you know, I don't think he's ever been a guy that opposing coaches have had to feel like they've had to double team. Certainly he's got some double teams, but I don't think he's really struck the fear of God into opposing offensive coordinators by virtue of, you know, his ability to just beat up on tackles. And, you know, if you want to be a little bit pessimistic, you can say that a lot of his production did kind of come in those splash games where he would have two or three sacks and then he would go quiet for another couple of weeks and then he'd have another couple of sacks. So, you know, you take sacks any way you can get them, but you want, along with this whole defensive line, whole outside linebacker rush group, to be more consistent with pressure because, you know, the Ravens finished second in the NFL in total sacks last year, but they were down near the bottom in win rate and in pressure rate. So you want to get that up, and I'm curious to see, you know, what Adopi looks like when the pads come on.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, joining us here on this Featured Artist Friday. It's Pearl Jam, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. You want to join us again at 410-583-1057. Now, Oway, like many others, Jonas, as you know, looking for contract extensions, big paydays, and Henry got his, Hamilton got his option picked up. Lamar's going to, we think, eventually renegotiate his deal. So what's next in Eric DaCosta's pecking order? Because I guess Oway's a little further down the line of contract extension priorities right now.
Yeah, I would think that the Mike Green investment, it's probably going to push Adafe to the back of the line. Maybe he turns into this guy that you can't afford to lose, but it's just hard for me to see them spending even more money on a really blue chip top set or front seven guy. So, as for other extensions, I think you look at tight end, obviously Kohler and likely are potential candidates there. Tyler Linderbaum certainly is going to be a target for the next year or so with how his contract situation has played out. So, we're in this strange world now where because of how well the Ravens have drafted and how much money they have tied up in some of these big picture, some of these blue chip high end guys, there's not going to be a lot of money for the middle class, so to speak. You know, it's either going to be for the most part high end premium position players, and then the rookies and cheap contracts that they have on the team. So it'll be interesting to forecast who will be getting some of those, 10 to 20th highest paid, position money in the NFL, because what the Ravens really have the space for is just the money to pay Lamar and the money to pay Kyle Hamilton and Linderbaum. And that's going to cost more than I think it would be to pay someone like, Isaiah Likely or Charlie Kohler.
You mentioned Mark Andrews. He met with the media for the first time in a long time and talked about the Bills debacle and the trade rumors and everything that surrounded him in the offseason. If you're anticipating, health permitting, of course, a Mark Andrews number production-wise this season, what would you look to see, knowing that Isaiah Likely is now very much a part of that pass offense too?
Yeah, I guess I would say, 700 to 800 yards and somewhere from 6 to 8 touchdowns. I still think I'm probably in the 1% or like the 99th percentile of Ravens reporters / fans in terms of what my opinion of Mark is. I still think he separates at a very high level. I still think he catches a lot of difficult passes, even though it's hard for me to say that with a straight face without acknowledging everything that happened in Buffalo. I just think that, his game won't necessarily fall off a cliff. If George Kittle is still producing at this high level, and I think he's a couple of years older than Mark Andrews, then I don't think Mark is going to all of a sudden, overnight become a pumpkin while Isaiah Likely turns into this offensive dynamo. I think they're different kinds of tight ends. I think, Isaiah is the guy you want in space. Mark's always been the guy who has the speed to separate on those deep crosses, and I still think he can do that. So, do I think that in Baltimore, for as long as he's in Baltimore and as long as he's behind guys like, Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman, he's ever going to get back to that all-pro form? Probably not, but I still think he can be, quite easily a top 10 tight end in the NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, Tucker's gone. We know that. John Harbaugh did address it. Complex, bigger than a football decision. Okay, that's in the past. Tyler Loop's now part of the present. When do we start to look at him in more, all right, how's this guy going to respond to stuff terms as opposed to an OTA indoors in the rain on a mid or a late May afternoon?
Yeah, I'm still curious to see whether they'll bring in an actual veteran kicker to push him. You know, they wouldn't cost much, and I think you need to have an insurance policy, even if the guy you're bringing in looks kind of washed up. I mean, obviously, they have all the faith in the world in this infrastructure with Randy Brown and John Harbaugh and Chris Horton being part of what has been traditionally a very, very good special teams core. But, you know, shit, man, I'll settle for just like basic kicks and OTAs because we didn't get a chance to see that on Tuesday or whenever it was. So hopefully the next time we see these guys kicking in OTAs, we're supposed to get three of them next week. We'll actually get the chance to see what Luke can do when the pressure's on, because really that's the only kind of judgment that we can make. And he should be making those kicks because, you know, it's probably the easiest kick of his career. And hopefully by the time the preseason comes along, there's a little bit more at stake in terms of what he can do when guys are actually rushing at you.
Yeah, I don't want to put any pressure on this guy, but Tucker was 31 of 34, I believe, in his rookie season, made the game-winning field goal, the Mile High Miracle, and all that good stuff. Jonas, what's happening at the Baltimore Banner as we head into the last weekend of May?
Yeah, just the usual good stuff. You know, obviously, I think we're going to be covering the Isaiah Likely softball games. So hoping to talk to him, hoping to talk to some of the other Ravens that are committed there, and then a busier week than normal next week with the Ravens blessing us with the fortune of having a couple more OTA practices to cover.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.